tonight, huh? Old Bill? Come on, you.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hello, this is a prepaid call from...
It's Bobby.
A prisoner at the Michigan Department of Corrections, Parnell Facility. If you feel you're being victimized or extorted by this prisoner, please contact GTL Customer Service at 855-466-2832. To accept this call, press 0. Your current balance is $28.78. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
Hey!
Bobby!
Oh, multiple.
Bobby, yeah, you're with the Traileys.
Hello.
Oh, my fave. Well, one of them. I'll let you figure it out. The one with the vagina.
Aww. Wait, which one?
Hey, how you guys doing? But just a charmer, just out the gates, just charming people.
Day What's five up? Here. The first 4 days went swimmingly, and today I was very cranky and just could not get any kind of motivation. That 4 days of meth head energy just left.
Leaking out.
So how about you? How that prison riot ever happen?
No, it didn't. We fucking tucktailed like a bunch of cowards. This is what happens when you're in like Candyland, like level one bullshit. The last joint I was at, there was like a full, it was actually on the news. It was Kinross Correctional Facility, if anyone wants to look it up. It was a couple of years ago. Just tore that place up, burned down units and shit. There's lifers there, you know what I mean? It's, I prefer jailing or doing time around lifers because they, you know, they're willing to go tear shit up before being mistreated. Here, all these guys are trying to go home, so.
Weren't they going to tear shit up because they were tearing shit up? Wasn't it a construction issue that was the beef?
Wordplay, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what it was. They were like, there's nothing on, I'm looking at the yard we're not allowed to go on, and there's no reason they can't. They're all, and the unit next to us, they're all locked up and shit. And, but yeah, they, man, we just, it sounded good yesterday.
Yeah, you were talking like this could break at any moment.
Well, people were talking, and then apparently that's all they were willing to do. You know what I mean? I grabbed some guys, and I'm like, what's up? Let's just go outside right now. Fuck it. Like, let's go get on the phones. And
was it outside or outside of your cells? Is it like the yard?
Oh, no, it's a yard. Like right now I'm outside where more of the phones are and shit.
It's fucking Michigan in winter.
Yeah, I know, but it's fucking freezing out here right now. But this is the play. I mean, that, I'm telling you, that unit is just, inside the housing unit is just so fucked. It's so loud and just shitty and cold. When it rains here, they have, just listen to this fucking, the wonderful institution of the Michigan Department of Corrections in a 97-year-old building. When it rains, they have to wheel out all the mop buckets like a goddamn Marx Brothers movie or just catch fucking rain while chunks of concrete fall from the ceiling five stories up, and they have to coordinate off with, like, instead of police tape, it's like toilet paper, like rolled out around chairs and shit. Like, don't walk here. There's a part of me that I swear to God that's like, oh, I hope one of these just clips me. Not enough to kill me, just to really damage me so they're willing to either settle with a lot of cash or just like, let's just let them out.
We played that gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it back in the green room? That was actually in Bisbee. It's an old American Legion that we kind of semi-refurbished just to do one show, and there was chunks of ceiling. Andy Andrus got hit in the head backstage before he went on by a chunk of ceiling. But yeah, there was no chance of a lawsuit there.
That was the only funny thing Andy Andrus did that night.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, funny in a if-you-weren't-there kind of way. Like, the stories are His stories are always funny unless you're the one that's like paying the security deposit
or having to find another hotel.
Yeah.
Or call your mom to be bonded out of jail. Mm-hmm. It's all fun and games when it's in a book.
Can you smoke in there? Can you smoke cigarettes anywhere?
No, no. And it's not like, hey, this isn't good for you guys. Like, we're going to take this. It's, hey, we're tired of paying your goddamn hospital bill. You know what I mean? People with emphysema shit. They got rid of it in 2008.
Were you smoking then?
I wasn't in here then. But I got here like right a couple years after they got rid of it. And there were still people that had like had old like bugler pouches. I was was working maintenance. Yeah, my hand rolls. But they also had like you could buy the real rich guys would buy like actual box cigarette Newports and all that other shit. You buy Black and Mild shit like that. You'll still find like little Black and Mild plastic tips laying around and cigarette butts every now and again.
Because I know you were confused when we talked yesterday. You thought when I said I was not smoking, you thought it was weed. And I wonder how many people think that when I say, yeah, I'm quitting smoking, they think weed. But
I assumed that. And then when you said it, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. I was saying it like, oh, that's easy. Weed's easier to quit. But like cigarettes, Jesus Christ, I didn't know. I had a newfound respect for you. I was like, oh, shit, are you going to be okay? Like cigarettes too? Holy shit. But, why are you doing that, sir?
What were you? I know you're a painkiller guy. What were your other tricks and gimmicks on the outside?
Of shit I was using?
Yeah. You were a boozer.
Yeah, I drank.
What was your drink?
It was like originally started out like cognac and shit. I grew up like on some like real urban type shit. So it was like Hennessy and stuff. And then I quickly graduated to triple distilled the red top Smirnoff vodka.
Yeah.
And it was never like I never drank mixed drinks. I would walk around with like a Powerade.
Did you just say triple distilled Smirnoff? Mm-hmm. Are you getting product placement? Is that a sponsor? Triple distilled. I'm holding on to a bottle right now. I'm reached under the bar for this is like low rent, low shelf platinum brand, 7 times distilled, extra smooth vodka. Yeah, that's $13.99 a handle, not a fifth, a handle.
Oh yeah, classy.
Yeah. So
wow,
I
that comes with a. Well, that comes with a rag to stuff in it to make a Molotov cocktail. Yeah, I used to drink. Here's my issue. I was never. Now that I'm like, I've done a lot of mental fucking maintenance shit and like got my head screwed on. I get the concept of like social drinking, but in the past it was like, well, let's see how fast I can get this in my fucking face, and then I don't know, be ridiculous.
I understand social alcoholism where like people who want to go, hey, oh no, you get to fucking try this. It's like 190 proof. It's going to get you fucked up immediately. You won't be able to see your feet. Well, why would I want to do that? I want to be drunk over a long period of the night. I want to start at 5. I want to go to bed at 11:30. I don't want to do that. I still want to be fucked up at the end, but I don't want a shortcut.
Yeah, and I was like the other guy, I think. But mine was to no end. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh, I don't like being in my head, so let's just fucking pour liquor on it. That works out. But you have made me genuinely, and I'm not like saying this to be funny, like genuinely made me like take another look at like a plotted out, or like, as ridiculous as it sounds, like a disciplined approach to alcoholism. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
maybe that's the title of the book. I'm 5 days in. I'm already going to start selling TED Talks. I'm writing them out. Like, it's a series. You graduate into that. Oh, do you want to make it to day 6? Well, it's like Scientology. You have to pay again for the day 6 lesson.
Right. And it's, yeah. So, Yeah, I was, me and you have talked about this before, about like...
Oh, I was going to ask, idea. Hang on, I was going to ask, do you remember the first time you got drunk?
Yeah, I absolutely, well, yeah, I remember the first time I got drunk. I was 12 years old playing pool with my stepdad and my mom's stepdad, just a family tradition. And they were playing pool, and I ran out of Coke, not the fun kind of Coke. I was still young, and they weren't really paying. They were drunk enough to where they were like, "I'm like, hey, I'm out," and they didn't want to take me up to get more fucking soda. So I was like, "I'm just gonna pour a little bit of beer," and they were like, "Okay," and then they just looked over eventually, and I was playing pool, and I was lightheaded, and I got a buzz, and I was like, "Holy shit!" I think I'm drunk. And they were like, all right, we got to get him out of here. And it was, I remember the distinct feeling like, this is fun. And this just was all day. Next thing you know, I'm in prison. So yeah. What's yours? It was none of your, I don't think it was in any of your book.
Yeah. I think it was in the first book. That's why I'm doing this. Cause it was 40 years ago, the 27th of November. Hello?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It was Digging Up Mother book?
Yeah, it was 1980. Night before Thanksgiving that year was November 26, 27. And that was the day the big kids invited me out to let them go drink with them. So they said, what do you want? Because they were going to have someone buy for them. And Reuniti wine was always advertised on TV. So I said Reuniti red wine because it looked like it tasted like fruit punch. And they got me white, so I just fucking sucked it up and drank 3/4 of the bottle and was fucking hammered.
How old were you?
13.
Shit, you were young. Yeah, you were young.
And then I smoked a Marlboro Red and almost fucking collapsed, like under my Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Where no. What's the one where the fucking legs go goofy? Yeah.
Oh, the little hand.
The little toy. Yeah, you push the bottom
push the bottom and then the joints all go loose.
40 years later, the only thing that's changed is the liquor. Right?
Yeah. I would never drink white wine now. Not with all the other choices.
Well, you were doing this 40 for 40 where you're not smoking and drinking. And for a brief second, I toyed with the idea of like, I wonder if I could get drunk for 40 days in a row in here, and I'll do that way too expensive. Right.
Yeah, this is way too risky.
And I swear to God, you go blind.
Yeah.
This shit is poison. I drank twice on LOP. It was just faith in the stainless.
Does anyone in any of the institutions you've been in, was there anyone that made this stuff just to sell it that didn't drink it?
Oh, that's all that happened.
All right. Was there anyone that was ever like a connoisseur, not a connoisseur, but a like a fucking like a Breaking Bad meth head? Like, oh, that guy's got the best shit.
Yeah. So the main shit if we had known this when we were 13 and 12, I just feel like all you need to make alcohol is orange juice and sugar. That's like the bottom shelf shit. That's what everyone uses, right? Orange juice, sugar. You get it going. And then about 5 days later, depending on how warm it is, you got something that's pretty strong. Like if you fill a peanut butter jar up and drink it, it's like a pretty strong mixed drink. Like 3 or 4 of those, and you're verging on like, you know, you're pretty fucked up. But some people will take potatoes out of the chow hall and slice them, and then you got to heat them up and shit. And they'll make it out of that. And there's been people that even distill it. So you're like drinking, they call it white lightning and shit. So, you know, yeah, there's a few.
We get a couple minutes left, but over the next whenever, put together like a recipe. Like you need 2.5 cups of this, 3 slices of that. Yep. So we can do that on an upcoming Issues with Bobby or 40 for 40 with Bobby and Doug.
Absolutely. I can't wait to do that. I've actually tried to get my mom to make it at home and drink it. She was not happy.
We'll make some here.
No, we'll get a listener or maybe even Kenny. I don't know.
Kenny will drink it, but
Kenny drinks it.
I've made beer here before, and I have a lot of questions, but I'm going to wait till the next episode when he gives us the detail, break it down, like what kind of jar to use, if it needs to be vented and stuff like that. I mean, just all the details.
Yep. You got a burp it, we call it.
Hey, you have 1 minute remaining.
We'll do a whole drink and drug episode where I can like tell you the routes and mechanisms you got to use to do it all, in case you want to smoke a cigarette, how you light it, all that shit too.
All right, yeah. Just have some notes ready, and we can pick one at random. We'll do one drink or one. So when are we doing this again? Chaley, are you free Thursday?
Sure.
But I don't know what Bobby's schedule is.
Yeah, it's got to be every other day until this yard shit, unless we decide to rise up and take this place back.
All right, listen.
Probably going to be Thursday.
Let's do Thursday, same time, and then we'll plot out from there.
Do your homework.
All right. All right, Shaley. And,
or do I have to go through your mother as your agent?
I don't know. We'll see. I think I'll be good. I think I'll hit you up on Thursday.
Love you, sir.
All right.
See you. Everybody, bye-bye.
Thank you for using GTL.
Okay, bye-bye now.